Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were back in our series that we've been in for a while now called Adulting, going through the book of Proverbs. And this past Sunday, we talked about generosity. And I kind of joked with our folks, you know, the Sunday before was on sexual immorality. And then this Sunday was on generosity. So pretty much 2 weeks of everybody's favorite topics. But as we talked about giving and generosity this Sunday, I took us to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. It says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. And then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine." And that's a reference, right? The first fruits of all your produce. In the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, right, the Mosaic Covenant, the people of Israel were to give their first and their best back to the Lord. So to give the first 10%, God says, "Look, I'm going to give you the entire nation of Israel, the entire land of Israel, right, as a blessing to you. And I'm giving it to you. Everything that is yours is really from me." And then he says, "Okay, give back to me that first and that best 10%. And specifically, that went to the Levites, the priests that God had set over Israel to serve them. And so the Levites, the tribe of Levi, was not given any land. So this is how they were provided for. They weren't given any land. And then the Israelites would give the other 11 tribes would give 10%, the first fruits of their produce back to the Lord and then to the Levites. And so it's this, again, system in the Old Testament. And here Solomon says, right, do this, obey this command, practice this generosity, and you're going to see how God provides for you, that God blesses you. You're going to see that here he says, right, your vats will be bursting with wine and your barns will be filled with plenty, that God will really honor and bless in the ways that you're honoring him and being obedient to him in this area of the tithe. And then I took us to multiple other passages through Proverbs that talk about not the tithe, but specifically just generosity, giving away to the poor, giving to those who are in need, giving away of the excess that God has given us to help provide for the needs of others. And so we started the morning with really kind of a big picture question. And the question was this: how should your faith impact the way you spend your money? How should your faith impact the way that you spend your money? And I used a kind of an illustration of you know, hey, Bob and Susie are new believers, right? And they make this amount of money each year. And in the past, they've kind of given away this amount of money. And here's what they tend to spend their money on. And okay, if they're now believers in Christ and they believe that God has saved them, that God has redeemed them, and that they are now learning piece by piece that their whole life belongs to the Lord, how should that impact? Should that impact the way that they spend their money? And, you know, obviously the answer is, well, yes, if we're seeing all of life through the lens of the gospel, then that should impact every area of our life, not just our relationships and not just our work, but also how we approach and handle our finances as well. And so I left us with three questions. I left our folks with three questions that I hope are questions that will cause us to pause and really think about the answer to these questions and will cause us to maybe do a little bit of soul searching. The first question was this: does the way I approach my finances, and I'm assuming something here, I'm assuming that you are a believer in Christ. If you're listening to this and you're not yet a believer in Christ, to be honest, before you change your finances, I really want you to look and say, "Lord, I need you to change my heart. I need to trust my life to Jesus Christ." And then you'll see how that will impact the rest of your life. But the first question was, does the way I approach my finances reflect a greater trust in and love for Jesus than for money? Does the way I approach my finances reflect a greater trust in and love for Jesus than money? And that the reason I use the word approach there is it's not just, you know, how much money do I give away, but what's my heart attitude towards my money? What do I think about when I think about money? Do I obsess over it? Do I obsess over finances? Do I think about it all the time? Is that really where my heart, my hope, my trust is in? Is it in my finances? Or do I approach my finances from a biblical grid saying, I know that this is all from the Lord and I want to give and I want to steward my finances in a way that honors Jesus? And then the second question was this: if I believe in the local church, Does my generosity toward my local church reflect that belief? I tried to walk us through as shortly as I could that, look, the tithe is not, I don't believe it's spelled out in black and white in the New Testament. It was particular to that system, but I believe the principle of tithing is absolutely a biblical thing, that it's a good benchmark for generosity in your life to say, man, we should be trying to give or giving at least 10% of our income away. And I know that's for some of us, that's a very challenging statement. But I believe that's a good historical and biblical benchmark. And I also believe that the local church has been instituted by the Lord for the making of disciples. And so we see all through the scriptures that the making of disciples, this proclaiming of the gospel and the fame of God's name is something he cares about. And also the generosity toward the poor. And so this is where questions 2 and 3 kind of meet. If I believe in the local church, does my generosity toward my local church reflect that belief? And then 3, does my overall generosity toward others, right? Toward the local church and then toward the poor, toward gospel causes, toward those who are in need. Does my overall generosity reflect the Lord's generosity to me? And I think that one is such an important question. Does my overall generosity toward others, my life generosity, reflect the Lord's generosity to me? 2 Corinthians 8 talks about how Jesus, though he was rich, became poor for our sakes, that he was rich and he became poor that we might become rich in him, that we might know him and get to be known by him and love God and have God love us and have a right standing with God because of what Jesus did for us. And so he became poor that we might become rich. And so as we think about the fact that God didn't sit in heaven thinking about what percentage of himself did he need to give to us to save us. He gave us all of himself. He gave his own son, Jesus, that we might be saved and redeemed and reconciled. That's where our generosity should flow from. That's where it should start, is recognizing the generosity of God toward us, having that change our hearts, and then looking at our finances and saying, okay, I want to live my life and I want to give and be generous in a way that reflects the generosity of God toward me. Let me pray for you. I know, again, that's maybe not everybody's favorite topic, but let me pray for you and then give you some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, Lord, it's always challenging when we talk about money, when we talk about finances, but I believe, Father, and I've seen in my own life, that living out this area of generosity, having your heart changed and living out the area of generosity, that God, you're faithful to provide, you grow us through that. And ultimately, Lord, our generosity should be a reflection of your generosity toward us. God, we don't want to be known as Christians as stingy people, as people who are self-centered, but rather radically other-centered. And that influences and affects our areas of our finances as well, how we spend our money, Father. Our faith should affect that and influence that. And so, God, I pray for all of us that you'd give us generous hearts, the ability to be generous, the obedience to be generous, and then, God, you'd show up and you'd be faithful like you say that you will be. And God, I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take some time and just pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.